I came with my partner for the first time last year, and we stayed for New Year's only. We were supposed to stay somewhere else, but that plan fell through, so we ended up at the hill with no gear and attempted to sleep in my car. But we did not sleep. But we had such a lovely time, and everyone was so lovely and friendly that we're like, we need to come back next year with a real plan, a tent, be comfortable, and now we're here. And it's been such an awesome, awesome time. So we arrived on the 22nd, and we've been here since. Christmas Day, under the moon, by the fire, I proposed to Caden.
Aww.
He said yes.
Yay! He did say yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, do you want to talk more about that?
Yeah, okay. I don't know, I just got absolutely caught up in the moment. So I'm a health practitioner, but I'm also a practicing witch, and I like herbs, and I like natural medicine and that kind of stuff. And magic is very, very mental, and very, very kind of like grounding. And so I was going, I'm going to write out some spells, and I'm going to throw them into the fire and write them out for people. And I have a whole book of spells to pass on. That's my gift for market day. I like to collect trinkets. But I was writing spells for people by the fire, and Caden asked me for a spell. And I was like, what is the biggest spell that I can cast right now? And I was like, if I don't do this now, I'm never going to do it. So I started reading out the spell that I wrote, and I went down on one knee, by candlelight and by firelight, and I asked Caden to marry me.
Why was it important to do that at Vinegar Hill?
I don't know.
That's okay.
So I got very, very swept up in the moment. We've had a really weird time at the Hill. This year has been incredibly, incredibly challenging for us. I've had a little bit of work trouble. I've had a lot of health issues. I had a head injury prior to coming here, so I've been recovering from that. So this time has been really, really good just to kind of switch off and relax. But there is definitely a magic in this place. Like, the night after I proposed, we found a baby bird that had fallen out of a tree. So I proposed, and then we became parents again. yeah, so we have our cat camping with us as well, Smidge. She is a 2-year-old Devon Rex cat. Yeah, it's been really good having her as well, so.
And can you tell me about the community at the Hill, the kind of people that you're surrounded by?
Oh my goodness, everyone has been so, so lovely. I've spent so much time with queer elders, those that made it through the darker times, who are just here, and everyone is so kind. I've had people feed us. We've had people like give us water, trinkets, gifts, lights, all manner of things to keep us well and keep us grounded. Like I've met and chatted with so many people. I've been keeping a journal, like every day I've been here, and it's all positive, lovely things about the community. I've made so many connections and found people with very weird and very specific special interests that align with mine, and have been able to share with them. It's great. It's amazing. It's such a cool space. Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody. I think I'm not used to having everybody watching. All right. Actually, here's a question. Could you describe what's going on around us right now?
There's a great big crowd of people. I've spoken to most of them. I don't know some of them, but I'm sure I will by the end of my time here. I think we're staying until the 2nd, so come catch up with me. Yeah, and I'm doing an interview, and I'm a little bit scared that there's a microphone in my face.
Well, I appreciate your bravery for doing so anyway.
Thank you.
We're both a little scared together.
Yay!
Can you tell me about the events that are coming up that you're looking forward to for the rest of the week?
I'm really looking forward to Market Day. I really loved Bingay today. Bingay was awesome. The UV light party, I think I will attend, but I don't know how tired I will be. I've been quite tired. But for the most part, I just love sitting by the fire and chatting with the older queers and learning the history of the Hill. And yeah, that's probably been the most magical thing, is sharing the the weird and wonderful stories of life around the fire?
That is amazing that you said that. That is the question I was had in my mind that I completely forgot. Is why is it important to you to be connecting with queer elders at the Hill?
Oh, yeah, no, that's massive because there is so much history here. Like, there was so much story and so much sharing, and everyone here has a story, and it's important for that to be shared and saved and kept alive. Like, it's, yeah. Yeah, it's that we've already lost so much, and the world is incredibly cruel at the moment to anyone that identifies under the rainbow. And to think that we'd lose any of that is a real sadness. And I don't want to lose any of that. I'd like to collect stories. I'd like to keep memories. I'd like to make memories.
Could you tell me about any of the stories and histories you've learned so far, if any feel appropriate to share?
Yeah, so one story of the Hill that I really, really like is the story of the memorial tree. So there is a tree down just past where the meat market is set up. We actually managed to set up our tent opposite that, looking over at it. And it has a whole bunch of stones around it. And there are people whose ashes were scattered there. And there are people whose pets were buried under that tree when the bird that fell out of the tree died because it passed away on us. The cold got to it. We had to keep it in my car. That's where we put the bird. And, yeah, it just felt like the right place to put it, to say goodbye. But that's probably one of my favorite tales of the Hill so far.
And what are your hopes for the future of the Hill?
That it just keeps getting bigger and stronger, and that the community stays as lively and vibrant and weird as it is